Pleased to say that joining us now on the line is Grimsby Town's John Fenty, leading shareholder. John, good evening to you. Thanks very much for coming on.
Evening, John.
Good evening, Gwilym. Good evening, Matt.
What would you like to say, John?
Well, I was just listening to your debate about Rob Hurst and that you felt sorry for him and the likes, and I just wondered whether you might just reflect upon the club's statement, which was put out last week, that absolutely clarified Paul Hurst's position in that he's in sole charge.
Yeah.
So what don't you understand about that? Could you please explain?
Didn't the statement say, John, that he was in sole charge for the time being?
It never said time being.
The initial statement that you put out said for the time being.
That might have been the initial one. There was a variation and it was actually implicit.
John, do you not agree, though, that we've been supportive in saying that the situation is very difficult for the club to deal with because there is this employee-employer relationship?
If I may just cut in,
yeah.
What I find difficult is when the likes of your interviewers are picking players off and picking the manager off when actually the football club has made as clear a statement as it can. It's obvious we're going through due process. It's a situation which we can't talk too much about publicly.
Yeah.
Obviously, it could harm the club's cause.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear what we're going through. Everyone can read between the lines, and you don't need to speculate any further than that. And I don't understand why you're making such a ranging issue of it. At this time, we have Paul Hurst managing this football club. He has all of our confidence to do so. If we're reaching back to last night's results as some sort of reason riding on the back of the managerial situation at the moment, you're really up a gum tree and not sensibly reflecting. You only have to look at the two games before where the players gave their heart and soul. Whether the performances were what we wanted to see or not, the facts are the players gave Paul everything. Last night, we accept it was a bad day at the office. We were up against the Halifax that were on fire. Everything they shot at goal went in. And you've got to give credit where credit's due. We weren't at the races on the day, but the facts are we have to accept responsibility. The players and the management are doing so. They've got to find a solution to the problems we see before us. I believe Paul's adequately equipped to do that. It's been a big part of the decision-making process to get us where we got to last season, and I think he's sufficiently qualified to take us further. It was a bad day at the office, and we shouldn't be making a big issue like you were doing last night, Matt, leaning on how do you think it's affecting the players and the like.
Do you not think, John, that it's a legitimate talking point at the moment?
Well, the fans are making it a legitimate talking point, John, because we've been inundated with fans saying it's not good enough. Let's have some clarification. We've had one fan this evening who's come on the programme and said, it's about time the club came clean on it. And I defended the club in terms of there's a process that you're going through that you perhaps can't speak. I will continue to do that.
And we do respect that.
Gwilym and Matt, that's very kind of you to say that now, but what you're doing in and around is stirring it up. The likes of your interview last night with Paul, Matt, was tantamount to incitement. Yes, at the end of that, Mike White was able to reel off a raft of text messages and the likes that came as a result of the ensuing interview. That's no wonder they've arrived when actually you're moving in the direction of your questioning and pulling Paul onto punches. You were asked specifically last week, and you've not accorded with it, to back off. Please leave the players, leave the management alone, and allow. Let me finish, because I let you finish.
Okay.
Allow due process to take place and let the club make the next statement relating. You've not done that, and I find it a great pity. And it's one of the major reasons why we have a failing relationship with Radio Humberside. And I really wish you'd stop behaving like it and work with us, get lots more from us. You know I very rarely come onto this show or
Which
support
is a shame.
You in interviews because I don't like the way that you behave. Please change that and we can really start to work together.
John,
that's my plea for you.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Can I just put our side of things? On Saturday, when I interviewed Paul Hurst, I asked him whether there was an update to his situation, whether there was an update to Rob's situation, and he said, simply, in one response, that there wasn't. Now, I wasn't at the game on Saturday, but I was merely asking the question because there might have been an update to that, and nobody had briefed me beforehand as to whether there was or there wasn't on Saturday an update to the situation. So I think, again, a legitimate question to ask him, and I didn't labour the point on Saturday, and neither, I don't think, did I labour the point last night in a 14-minute interview that I did with Paul Hurst. I asked him a couple of questions on it. It is the elephant in the room at the moment, isn't it, John? So you do appreciate that if I do an interview that's 14 minutes long when a team has been battered 4-0 by, you know, Halifax Town, that it's going to be something that's going to be raised with the supporters, or by the supporters.
What I appreciate and understand is that you've been told by, through me, you've been told unequivocally, the club has said all it can say at this time, please stay clear of asking players or Paul Hurst any questions relating, any questions, and for the avoidance of doubt, please stick to footballing questions. You can't accord with that. You do it on a regular basis, trying to get an upper hand on other media organisations.
John, can I just assure you that there's no up...
Let me finish, Matt, let me finish. And I fail to understand why you continually want to behave this way instead of building a relationship where you can get a proper understanding, understand what can be said when and how, and, you know, like it used to be in the old days. You're all the time looking for something and wanting to incite in some form. I accept you've got to fill the airwaves, and there's many ways to do that. As an example, when we have a blank page, I have other media organisations who will contact the football club, myself in question, and they will say, you know, what have we got coming out? You know, we could do with some column inches, for want of a better description. Why couldn't that be the relationship with Radio Humberside? I'm afraid it's not.
I've given you ample opportunity in the past to come on and talk about the situations, and you've always declined the offer, which is very sad because the supporters obviously want more information from the club, and they're the ones that ultimately suffer in all of this. But on this score that we're talking about at the moment, are you able to update the fans as to when the situation might be resolved?
What I can do is I can tell you unequivocally that Paul Hurst is in charge, and remains the case. He's perfectly equipped to do the job he's been doing. He doesn't need Rob by his side. And we're confident that we will move in the right direction. And we accept last night wasn't a good performance. And in truth, there have been some awful performances this season. Know that, but we're not in a bad spot. We still have very, very good players on the books. It's nothing to do with finance and the likes you were leading into last night, the position where we're at. We've changed various players round. Maybe some aren't as good as what they were last season. Maybe some are better. At the end of the day, they are players that have been chosen by the managers, and now they've got to stand up to be counted and, in turn, give their support to the manager, in this case. And I absolutely believe that we will get it right. If we go on to win the next two games, we remain on track. It's as simple as that.
All right, John, thanks very much for coming on. Anytime you want to come on and put your point of view, whether it's to admonish us or whatever, the line's there for you. We want to have that communication channel with you. And I think, actually, John, you know, the mere fact that you've come on and said what you have said this evening makes it far more palatable to the fans. John Fenty there.